A Maine bride and groom and 13 members of their Maine wedding party remain stranded on the Caribbean island of St. Martin after Hurricane Irma caused widespread damage there. Much of that island is without electricity and running water. Buildings are in ruins, including the resort where the group was staying. And as Susan Sharon reports, relatives here in Maine are working hard to get them home, even as another hurricane approaches.
The wedding between Amanda Peterson and Joe Riley of Bangor took place Sunday evening on the beach outside the Sonesta Maho Resort in St. Martin. 40 of their close friends and family watched them exchange vows, including Brittany Lavasser. But what started out as a romantic vacation turned into something else just 3 days later.
Her last text was, we're in the auditorium still. It's raining and there's water and sand now coming in the building.
Suzanne Lavasser of Bangor is Brittany's mother.
The ceiling is shaking. The ceiling is moving. Mom, I'm really scared.
Since receiving that text a couple of days ago, it's been an emotional roller coaster for Lavasser and the relatives of other members of the wedding party. Stan Peterson, the bride's father, is a teacher at Old Town High School. He, along with his wife, his 92-year-old mother, and elderly in-laws, also attended the island wedding. While they were there, they learned there was a hurricane approaching. But Peterson says local residents told them not to worry, that St. Martin typically doesn't feel the effects as much as other places.
We talked to the hotel staff. We talked to people at the airport. We talked to the we all went to the jewelry store the day before the wedding, and we talked to all the jewelers, and everybody's saying, yeah, it's no big deal. They were all wrong.
Peterson and most of the group flew out Monday, but the bride and groom and 17 of their friends from the Bangor area stayed. By the time the hurricane passed over, part of their hotel had been demolished, and they were left standing in ankle-deep water. Peterson says his daughter and his son, who is also stranded, have food and water and limited cell phone use. But conditions outside the hotel are bleak.
There's a wedding party plus a group of other U.S. citizens that are there, and they've confined them basically to the room that they're in because there's so much looting and bad people around. They're not safe going outdoors anymore.
Peterson and other Maine relatives are now trying to figure out a way home for the group. They've contacted the offices of Senator Susan Collins and Congressman Bruce Poliquin and waited anxiously for news about rescue efforts. Late Friday afternoon, they thought they'd gotten a break. Suzanne Lavasser got word that a plane was being dispatched to take some of the stranded storm victims to another island before another hurricane, Jose, does more damage.
I had been notified that the Marines are there and that they were going to get 69 people on a plane and take them to an island to at least escape Jose and where they'd have better provisions. And that they were going to start calling them by elderly, sick, and in need, and then women and children.
Lavasser says she's been assured that her daughter is on the list, along with three other women from the wedding party. Stan Peterson says his daughter, Amanda, was on that list, too. But Peterson says Amanda didn't want to abandon her new husband, her brother, or her other friends that she'd invited to join her on St. Martin. So she gave up her seat on the plane.
You know, she's got brains enough to figure out that it was her wedding and she's got some responsibility for what occurred there and is willing to assume that responsibility. How much prouder could you get?
The plane had been expected to depart from St. Martin on Friday, but that departure has now been postponed. Meanwhile, Peterson and the other relatives are holding out hope that they'll be reunited with the rest of the group sometime next week. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.